T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And a welcome to all. Thank you so much for joining us today. Monday morning, October the 19th. Not quite the October the 19th many of us thought might happen way early in the year, but then again, these are the cards we've been dealt, and these are the cards that we will accept. Jimbo Fraterra at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and of course also 106.3WORD.com, and also 101.5 FM in Anderson, and also 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. I've heard both of those alternative frequencies. They come in loud and strong and clear, I might add. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, and we'd love to hear from you, your thoughts this morning, your feelings about where we are and where we're headed. 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307, at 8 minutes now, past 7 o'clock. Texter says, by the way, Clemson is an agricultural school, not a business school. The donation has got some strings tied to it for sure. Clemson is a school that began as an agricultural school. It has all kinds of schools, and one of them is a business school, which is what got the donation, the Clemson Business School, within the overall Clemson University, just to clarify that here. Here's a texter who says, you have to vote for Lindsey. We cannot lose even one seat. I hate it like crazy, but you have to. I understand that feeling, and I've cast many a ballot in my time holding my nose, and I'm not totally thrilled with Lindsey Graham myself, but he is infinitely superior to Jamie Harrison, infinitely superior to Jamie Harrison. Get Lindsey in the primary. Get Lindsey in the primary. Another texter says, it seems like what we need is a kind of pre-primary, to choose a single candidate to go against Graham in the actual primary. On the other hand, primaries seem to have a way of selecting the worst candidate for office, not the best. Well, primaries have a way of selecting the candidate who wins. That's what primaries have a way of doing. Obviously, more people preferred the winner than who preferred the loser, or the results would have been reversed. The secret in that regard is for conservatives to beforehand agree that you're going to back one candidate, to take all of those people with ambitions and say, look, we're never going to win unless we all back one person, to hash that out before the primary. That's how that has to work. And again, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth repeating. Russ Castle, former host of this morning show. I used to sit in with Russ on occasion, and he once told me off the air and in private, but now that he's gone, I think it's fair to repeat it, that he had been told by some people with money that if he were to run against Lindsey Graham in a South Carolina senatorial primary, that he, Russ Castle, would not have been at a loss for money. They were prepared to back him all the way. Russ admitted that he was rather reluctant to turn it down. He did so principally because of health, as we later came to find out those health concerns were justified. But he thought seriously about it. So you find a strong candidate, and then you get the conservatives to rally, and then that can happen. Again, I know it's 6 years. The next time that you have a shot here would be 2026. I understand that, but nonetheless, Jamie Harrison would be just like electing Chuck Schumer to the Senate from South Carolina. Really? I mean, you listen to his commercials. What do they say? Nothing. They say nothing. He's for puppy dogs, for Pete's sake. So keep that in mind. All right. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. And glad that you are a part of our listening audience this morning. Thank you so much for being here today as we look ahead to the big debate that is coming up. This needs to be a turning point for President Trump, and he really needs, again, he needs to view the Pence debate performance in that vice presidential debate back on October the 7th. It could be the key for the president and his reelection hopes. Don't engage in just bluster and bluff and shouting, but use the Pence method of setting up little traps. And I mentioned four of them, actually, just a moment ago. That's what you need to do. And then let Biden wander into them. And goodness knows, Biden is not as adept these days as Harris is. Harris walked into them. Trust me, Biden will stampede into them, okay, if you set up these little traps. It's not that hard to do. Rather than another rally, the president should take time out. I know he enjoys the rallies. He has a lot of fun at the rallies. This is not about fun. This is about winning, which the president, of course, is very enamored of. Well, the way to win is to be ready in this debate. Lay some traps like his vice president, Mike Pence, did, and then let Joe Biden walk right smack into him. All right. Other things out here that Texans have to offer. Anyone other than Lindsey Graham drain the sewer, Jimbo? By anyone, if you mean Jamie Harrison, are you kidding me? He is a prime member of the swamp. Are you kidding me? He was a lobbyist in Washington. And that is the kind of thing I'm talking about here. Anyone other than Lindsey Graham? Anyone? Even a diehard liberal for 6 years? Really? That's the kind of thinking I'm talking about. That's a terrible mistake, all right? Let's see here. You need a closed primary or you have to beat the Dems as well. That's true, and I've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. We need a closed primary. A primary is not an election. A primary is a party nomination process. Some parties, especially in the past, have nominated candidates with conventions. Some have nominated them with the caucuses. It is a party selection process. People say, well, a closed primary and I'm an independent, I wouldn't get to vote. That's right, you wouldn't get to vote. You get to vote in the election. That's in November. That's the election. That's when you get to vote. You're not a member of a party. This is a Republican Party choice. A closed primary is always more fair. Even though I have personally urged people, since the law allows it, I've urged of conservatives to mess up Democratic primaries, but it shouldn't be allowed by the law. Democrats should get to pick their nominee in their primary. Republicans should be allowed to pick their nominee in their primary. So, yes, Texter, a closed primary is always superior. And any independents that get upset about that, well, then register with a party. Your choice is the one that comes up in November. That's the election.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi there. Thanks for being with us this Monday morning. It's good to have you here. The weekend, I thought, was delightfully autumnal, as they say. It really felt, even though I was blowing leaves like crazy, and then, you know, 15 minutes later I needed to blow leaves again, but it felt like autumn, which was nice. It didn't feel like quite the autumn I had in mind earlier in the year, but it was close enough. Halloween approaches, and then Thanksgiving and Christmas and the whole end-of-the-year swirl, which for me always starts around the Halloween time. That pretty much tells me the silly season is upon us, and really from October 31st on, pretty straight through until January the 2nd, when it's back to wherever we were. Looks like there's going to be another vote on a big pandemic economic relief in this coming week. Wednesday, I guess, is the date that has been set by Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and Speaker Pelosi is optimistic that they will pass something. In every election, you always have a point at which both parties, and this comes earlier and earlier these days in elections, at which both parties would rather have something to beat their opponent over the head with than with a solution. And for a lot of Americans, of course, out there who are hurting, and we have artificially tamped down the economy, so we need to artificially keep it going. It's unfortunate that people like Nancy Pelosi have positions of authority in which they are able to essentially hold Americans economically hostage to their ambitions. Did you, by the way, catch the on-air spat that occurred last week between Wolf Blitzer of CNN and Nancy Pelosi? Pelosi called Wolf Blitzer of CNN a Republican apologist. That's right. Nancy Pelosi called Wolf Blitzer of CNN a Republican apologist for all that time he spent, of course, pushing the conservative line. Nancy. Politicians, Speaker Pelosi, politicians should come with expiration dates, just like cartons of milk, okay? And at 80, I think you have hit your expiration date. That's my honest opinion. In any event, they were arguing about this whole notion of relief proposals, and Blitzer had been pushing her about Americans needing the money right now. Even members of your own caucus, Madam Speaker, want to accept this deal, meaning the $1.8 trillion deal offered by the White House. But Pelosi just went ballistic on Blitzer, which is her right to do so. And Blitzer even quoted a fellow Democratic Congressman, Ro Khanna, as saying that the $1.8 trillion offered by the White House is significant. She certainly allowed to take on any politician. That's her perfect right so to do. But good grief, Nancy. To call Wolf Blitzer a Republican apologist? Are you kidding me? sometimes, I swear to goodness, public affairs programs need to come with a laugh track. They really, really do. They need to come with a laugh track. All right. Texter says here, back to what we were talking about, open and closed primaries. Why have the Republicans given this open primary advantage to the Democrats and refused to fix it over such a long time? I don't know, but I know that's the answer. So you push them to close the particular loophole and make the primary a closed primary. Why? Talk to them. I don't really see any great advantage to it myself, except, of course, for Republicans who are afraid of being picked by only Republicans. But again, if you have such people out there and they're winning election, then vote for somebody else. That's the ultimate example here. Texter says, if Nancy Pelosi was a carton of milk, she would be curds and whey by now. That's pretty much true. Yes, that's very true. But, I mean, there are any number of ways she could have gone after Wolf Blitzer, I suppose. But to call him a Republican apologist is just at the top of the list. Nancy, what planet are you from, my dear? Oh, well, anyway, I hope she has another chance to head to the beauty shop in the near future, because she could always use it. The last time she came back from the beauty shop, you can still see the scaffolding on her face here. Let's see here. More people voted against Henry McMaster than voted for him the same year. Joe Biden did worse than several candidates who dropped out in the first few Democratic primaries this year. Plenty of other historical examples. I'm not sure of what. In any given race, Biden was not running against candidates who had already dropped out. They had already dropped out. And again, Henry McMaster in any given contest came out first in the primary and in the general. You don't add up the votes of everybody. I guess that'd be another way you could possibly do it, but that's not how it's counted here. So anyway, for what it's worth, we pass that along. And as I mentioned, the leaves here, mulch leaves into your lawn. Okay, thank you. Much appreciated, that little tip. Yeah, I'll have to do that. I'll have to mulch those leaves. Maybe I'll just chew them up and spit them out. All right. Anyway, it looks like that I would think at this juncture that enough people out there are in some dire need that you may very well see some kind of pandemic aid pass this time, in which case, of course, both the Republicans and the Democrats will claim full credit for it. I know that that's red ink spending, and I'm not a big fan of red ink spending. But again, there's a difference between Hail Mary passes thrown at a time when the economy is teetering on the edge and you don't have a lot of choice. That's different from the day-to-day, run-of-the-mill, year-in, year-out, decade-in, decade-out, dumping things on the gross national credit card because it's handy. We're too cheap to pay for stuff, and we want our kids and our grandkids to pay for it. There are two kinds of deficit spending, and the one that I'm talking about here in this pandemic relief bill is the Hail Mary pass back to the wall kind of we have not much choice, really. We have to do something kind of spending. Let's not forget that $26 or $27 trillion of national indebtedness was racked up almost entirely by the I'm too cheap to pay our own bills type of thinking, not by moments in which we really needed to pay for keeping the economy afloat. And this needs to be done. Again, we would not have that much indebtedness. We'd have, just off the pandemic, we would have, what, maybe $4 or $5 trillion of national debt? Wouldn't that be a step forward? Yes, it would. Thank you. Glad you mentioned that. On the text line here, a texter said, why do you all have Jamie Harrison advertising? Very good question, and the answer is the Equal Time Rule, which specifies it's a federal regulation that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. So if we sell a dozen commercials at a dollar a commercial, by the way, that's a hypothetical figure, if we sell a dozen commercials to Lindsey Graham at a buck a commercial, then we've got to also offer a dozen commercials to Jamie Harrison at a buck a commercial and to anybody else who's running on some minor party ticket. That's what the rule says. Now, these are for broadcast stations. That's to say, radio and TV, which have towers, which are heard in a given area or seen in a given area. Like channels 4 and 7 in this particular area, for example, and 13 on TV, as opposed to, say, a cable channel where this does not apply. Likewise, radio individual stations which have a W in front of them and a frequency on the AM or FM dial. That's what this rule applies to. That is why that we have to make that offer. Now, we could, of course, turn down all political advertising, but hey, give me a break here, okay? This is a business, so we don't turn down all advertising. So one part of that regulation, by the way, that's most interesting, we have to offer the best rate that we have. Every television station and radio station has what's known as a rate card. That is to say, if you buy, a commercial, it's a dollar per commercial. Not an actual figure, hypothetical figure. But if you buy, let's say, 20 commercials, we'll sell them to you for 90 cents a commercial. We have to offer the best available rate. That's how that works out. So, for what it's worth, That's why you hear all of the advertising for various, not only here, of course, but on all stations. And if they ever were to not do that, they could lose their license. Texter had said that primaries don't always select the candidate with the most votes. Lee Bright got more votes in the primary than William Timmons in 2018. This is for Trey Gowdy's old seat in Congress. Yeah, but that was in the initial primary. And in the initial primary, Bright got 25% of the vote. Timmons got 19% of the vote, which, of course, means that 56% of the votes went to other candidates. Nobody got the majority, the 50% mark, and so they had to go to a runoff. And in the runoff, then Timmons won 54 to 46%. So that's how that works. If you have a runoff law, then you could lose the first primary and then not win the runoff, for what it's worth. Yes, laws are complicated things, are they not? All right. Anyway, I'm hopeful that there is, in fact, some kind of pandemic relief passed. I really am. A lot of people out there are hurting. Again, the economy was artificially shut down, arbitrarily shut down. You can argue whether it was justifiably arbitrarily and artificially shut down, but that's not the point. The point is that it wasn't a case of market forces at work, and therefore let market forces play out. We simply chose to shut down portions of the economy. Therefore, the rules of the market economy didn't apply anymore. That's why I predict a very rapid recovery, by the way. When you had the great economic crash of 1929, the Great Depression, the greatest economic collapse in all of history in 1929, that was coming. There were a lot of things about the 1920s boom economy, the roaring 20s, that were setting us up for a fall. It didn't maybe have to be quite as big as it turned out to be, but it was coming. It was coming. There were built-in problems with the economy, buying stock on margin, and other things that have now been addressed in the years that followed. But that was going to happen. This economy was humming right along. There was no sign that the Trump economy of a year ago was anywhere near the normal cyclical changes in economics. That simply hadn't reared its head. We had reason to expect more boom time. We arbitrarily and artificially, whether or not justifiably is up to you, shut the economy down. So in terms of the inherent qualities of the economy, it was still good. It was still good. And there's no reason why we shouldn't have a rapid recovery. And in fact, there have been signs that it will be a rapid recovery. So it is not a sign to me that we have some kind of built-in systemic inherent problems. No, we don't. We have problems of our own creation, and which we can get rid of. Let's see. Your texter says, quicker we get a stimulus, the quicker the dollar drops, and the quicker my silver goes up. There's no question about the fact that deficit spending has its built-in problems. I happen to be a deficit hawk. I'm with you, texter. I understand that, for what it's worth. But right now, we are in a very specific circumstance, a very specific problem, and we need the stimulus now. What we need to stop doing then is the regular, systematic, day-in and day-out, constant deficit spending. We need a balanced budget amendment with teeth in it to the Constitution, or more specifically, I prefer a surplus budget amendment, which would say that except in times of a declared national war, which we have not had since December the 8th of 1941, or an economic downturn of the magnitude of 1929, that is to say big, a lot bigger than, say, what happened in 2008. Unless we have those circumstances, at least 1% of federal revenues would be devoted to paying off the debt. That's what we need, to actually pay for what we're using on a day-in and day-out basis. We wouldn't be where we are if we had that. For those of you upset about that thought, don't worry yourselves. Trust me on this. We are far too self-indulgent of people to go down that road, unless, of course, we have an Article 5 Constitutional Convention of the States, which is the only way we'll ever get a balanced budget. But we are as likely to readopt the draft as we are to balance the federal budget. All right. Texter says, if Biden wins, then the economy is going to another Great Depression. I don't know that it will automatically go to it, but it will be weakened. Joe Biden will certainly slam the brakes on. You will go back to the old argument that the Obama administration had touted, that we can't have growth higher than 2%. Well, we did under Donald Trump because we got rid of those stupid regulations. You'll go back to that thinking if Biden does win. That's quite true. And a good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. I have a call coming in to us on the Ingalls Advantage talk line from Rick in Duncan. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Jimbo. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
hey, being a consistent Fox News TV watcher and 106 listener, it was interesting to see the pretty heavy coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story on Fox and Friends on Saturday and Sunday and even this morning, and then the backlash against the social media for not telling the story and or not really repeating it until it was vetted. And now we have a New York Times story coming out that has spoken to some of the Post people talking about the actual writer of that Post story not willing to put his name on the entire story because he wasn't certain it was quite yet true. And so they put some other names on it, and then they gave it to Rudy Giuliani and Bannon, who decided to send it to the Post, who's conveniently owned by the same man, Murdoch, that owns Fox News, and then we get the coverage. And it seems a little too contrived to me that that this story is, one, in fact, true, and that there is so much effort to push it through Fox News, Fox and Friends, and the evening shows on what is really a kind of a shaky storyline. I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea that you've got a guy like Hunter Biden, who is, I'm sorry to say, a loser from day one, got kicked out of the Navy on cocaine use, wound up impregnating a stripper in Washington, D.C. He is the family loser. And all of a sudden, a man with no experience in the energy field is paid $50,000 a month to be on the board of a major Ukrainian company, Burisma, after one of the members of the board had emailed him. And again, we've learned this has not been denied by anybody. Thank you, said Vadim Pozharsky. Thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. And even before that, he had emailed Hunter asking for advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. Well, let's see now. What kind of influence did Hunter Biden have? Okay, he knew crack dealers, and he knew strippers in Washington, D.C. Oh, or maybe he also has a father who is in charge of U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. I'm sorry, but there's just too much here to, at the very least, ignore this story. It's got to be brought up, and I have not heard a single denial. All you hear from Joe are things like it's a smear. Well, is it true? That's the question. And again, they're not denying the veracity of this story. And plus, now we have word that there's another hard drive apparently in Ukraine itself, and it'll be coming out in a criminal trial there with Burisma officials actually being called as witnesses in that case. So my take on it is that it deserves some serious answers. And all I'm hearing from Joe Biden and company is non-denial denials. That is to say, they're not denying the facts of the case.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.